All these stories can be found at townhall.com.
Use your poker skills, put your cards into play, and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $20,000 expected Stone Cold Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, January 14th at 12 p.m. There's plenty of action in this tournament. Your $230 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips. All fees included. Book your seat now online at windriver.com or at the River Club and stay with us in Redding, California's all-in-one luxurious destination. Reserve your room now and ask for your special room rate. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. Be one of the privileged few. Pull up a seat and grab your big stack and play in the $20,000 expected Stone Cold Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino, Saturday, January 14th. Prize pools based on 100 participants. Unlimited re-entry and late registration until first break. Poker is better. Poker is better at the River. The River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. 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 About to commence.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday morning, the 19th of December. Good morning. It's 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, right here at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda is on a... She is on a wrapping spree and putting things into the mail today. I'll tell you what, when I left, there was paper going, there was ribbon, there was everything going on today. Cause we have a absolutely full show starting right here on the run at 7 a.m. Hey, our phone lines are 605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here, of course, with Bad Bob, and Bad Bob's got all the weather and everything else.
Things are happening pretty fast out there, but it's a little bit on the chilly side this morning. Carl, we're showing 29 degrees in Redding as you get out into the foothills. Gets a whole lot more cold. Clouds and sun today. Cloudy skies this afternoon. Today's high 54. Relief from the heavy rains of the last several days. Slight chance of a rain shower tomorrow. It'll be sunny and up to 62 on Wednesday. And Thursday night, more rain moving in. The big news, of course, is up at Shasta Lake, where in the space of just 4 days, the lake came up over 10 feet. Currently, we are at 1,020 feet above sea level. That's 47 feet from the top. So, huge increase in the amount of water being held in Shasta Lake. And unless they decide to give it to the fish, we're looking pretty good for the upcoming summer.
All right. Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. And you know what? We were just talking with our guest here, I guess, are you acting district attorney? You're the district attorney?
No,
right now.
I'm still chief deputy district attorney. So we've got two more weeks.
Stephanie Bridget. Okay, two more weeks.
Till Steve retires.
And then you just kind of like move into the big office then?
Well, no.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. Hey, Sleep Number. It's not only just a great bed to sleep in, as everybody knows. I mean, we just love our bed. And sleep is one of the three pillars of health. Sleep. Mm. And, you know, rest, good, you know, exercise and good diet. But now they've got something over at Sleep Number that is just absolutely fabulous. We were just talking about different pillows because everybody loves a pillow.
Yeah.
You know, a pillow means a lot to you.
It does.
Comfort Fit Pillow. They have them for sale. It's a great deal. And they absolutely are great. They're super. They've got firmness, but not too much. They hold their shape. They're absolutely great. It's a blend of memory foam with a premium down alternative fibers, so it keeps its shape night after night. You need to get this for Christmas. You're saying, well, you know, I'm not sure if I can get the bed. Well, I can get the pillow, though. There's this one place to get the Comfort Fit pillow. It's a Sleep Number store. Right now, you can buy one, get 50% off the next. Buy one, get 50% off. Be sure to check out their great gifts for smarter sleep right there. And, of course, the Sleep Number stores in the Target Shopping Center over there, on the side. You go in and see Brian Janis, lay on the bed, check out the pillow, check out all the other great things they have in there. It's like an Apple shop. It's like very much into the technology of sleep and how you can sleep better. Sleep Number. Now, I'm here with Stephanie Bridget, Chief Deputy District Attorney.
That's right.
And then
good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for coming by. It's an early day.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, we always like having you on because you're a straight shooter. And when you bring some of your other compatriots in here, you realize that if the district attorney's office is looking at you and you're going to trial, it's not because there's no doubts there. You guys are going in because you believe it, you know. There's guilt.
Yeah.
This isn't one of the, everyone I've talked to, none of y'all are wishy-washy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, you know, everybody smiles and then the eyes change and you go, oh.
Well, yeah. I mean, we definitely look at all of our cases and make sure that we can prove them, but more than we can prove them, but that we also truly believe beyond a reasonable doubt in our mind and our heart that the person is guilty before we go forward. So, yeah, once we get there, and we're at trial, you know, we're committed in our belief and in our efforts to do what's right.
Okay. Now, Steve is retiring.
Yes.
You're January 1st. And do you automatically step up into that?
Well, I would assume the roles and authority at that point until a decision is made for his replacement. Yes.
Okay. I hope you're in the top three positions. You've done a really good job around
here. I hope so as
well.
Thank you.
You've done a good job.
Thanks.
Stephanie. And I think people realize that.
Yeah.
And we're all, you know, Steve's been DA twice.
Yeah.
So he'll be missed.
Yeah, of 16 years.
16 years.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a long time. And it's funny, we live in Judge Carlton's house. You know, Steve grew up in the house we live in right now.
Yeah,
we still find toys. Now you're here for it's sex trafficking awareness.
Yes,
month
January
coming up, right?
Yep, every year in January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month, and that's a national campaign to raise awareness about human trafficking and sex trafficking. And you know, it's kind of one of those crimes that's been on the rise over the last, 5-10 years. You've started to hear about human trafficking and sex trafficking. And, you know, it's definitely something now that's a little bit more in the forefront of not only the public, but, law enforcement, prosecutors. So we're wanting to get involved here on the local level and get some information out there to the public and, you know, do what we can to help, help combat that here in Shasta County if we can.
Now, the one way to do this is a film by Shared Hope International called Chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So on January 10th at the Cascade Theater at 6 p.m., the doors are going to open and we're going to have it's a free showing to the community. And it's a short film. It's about 25, 30 minutes. And it documents two women or two girls' experience, one who was very young, under 18, and one was right around the 18-year-old age when they were chosen by their predators to get into the world of human trafficking, kind of their experiences and how the signs and symptoms that they learned and how they got out of it. So it's very educational, but it's also going to be followed up by some experts in human trafficking prevention who are going to discuss human trafficking, what it looks like, and hopefully how we can help raise awareness and prevent that in our community.
Okay. We're here with Stephanie Bridget, Chief Deputy District Attorney here of Shasta County. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk more about this film and some other things that are going on in the legal community. But I want to remind everybody that you can still adopt a veteran out at the veteran's home by going into the lobby, and there's a tree in there, and it's got a star on adopt a veteran tree that you can take, and then you find out what they want, and you can buy it, put it in a new wrapped and securely tagged package, so you can make sure they get it and drop it off between the 15th and the 22nd. So the 15th, of course, has gone by, but the 22nd is quickly approaching. So you can still go out there and do that. We'll be right back with Stephanie Bridget.
grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and grandpa, we believe.
It's the V&T Satellite Dish Network Veteran Challenge. You know us. We're your local guys. Don't call the 800 number. We want to give the gift of free satellite service to an active military family this winter. Here's how it works. For every 10 new services B&T Satellite receives, we'll be setting up service for one active military family in our community to win a full year of service free. That's right, we'll pay for their service for a year. And that's not all. For every person who signs up during this winter campaign, you'll get $100. Take advantage of the amazing Flex Plan starting at only $39.99 a month. Here's a way for you to support our military this holiday season and New Year with a gift that they can enjoy all year long. Call us today, 241-3474. That's 241-3474. Or stop by our office located at 1007 Dana Drive in Reading. V&T Satellite. We're the local guys and we care about our customers.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Hey, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
Okay!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. With Carl in the back. Good morning, everybody. It's 18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And you know what? I've almost started just listening to it. You know, after, you know, when you're four, you hear this the first time, just, you know, you start nodding off here. 19 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 605-4567 is our phone number. It's 28. You know what? Is that right?
I think it may have come up in the city. I think it's 30, right around 30. Yeah.
30. It's 30 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 56 today, drop to 37, which kind of reminds me, if you don't go to Crackmaster Windshield Repair and you got a little chip in your windshield, you are toast because you got a little chip in your windshield. Then the water gets into it, and then it freezes, and now you have a crack instead of a little chip, a little dimple, a little one of those things. So you need to go see Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street. Head on down there. This man is a veteran, and he guarantees his work. You can't get any better than that. He can fix anything from a chip to a crack over 2 feet in length. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, we're with Stephanie Bridget, Chief Deputy District Attorney, and we're talking about this film that's free to the public, and it's about – and because January is anti-human trafficking month.
Yeah.
So this film tells the story of two girls, one below the age of 18, so in her earlier teens, and one around the age of 18, who were chosen, which is the name of the movie, Chosen.
Right.
Most of the time it's like this. It's, is it rare to have people kidnapped or taken off the streets?
Yeah, I mean, well, I wouldn't say it's rare, but I wouldn't say that I'm an expert on how that exactly happens. You know, I'm not on the investigative side. We take the cases once they're there. But I can tell you, you know, from my experience and what I've learned, and you know, I've watched the film and everything, which was very interesting. It does talk about the fact, the kind of the grooming that occurs.
Well, and that's what I heard, that most of it was, you know, maybe runaways that were on the street, and that they were groomed to do this.
Right.
They were brought in,
and
then they just kind of like, you know.
Yeah. Kind of just giving them the, maybe the attention they weren't getting, giving them basic things that they need, like food and clothing.
Love.
All of that, you know, just giving them whatever they can find that their need is, providing that and using that as a tool to fill it. Make that person feel like they have no way to turn around, no way to go back to the life that they had or to find a better life for themselves. And they kind of get, you know, and physical abuse as well ends up being a part of a lot of these cases too, to not only the psychological abuse of meeting the needs that they have, but then also the physical abuse if
they're breaking them down. They're breaking them down.
Absolutely.
And the a lot of times the younger they are, the easier it is for them.
Yeah.
And then the more profitable it is for the these. Now, what kind of people? I mean, you've run into them. You've prosecuted them.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of people are human traffickers?
You know, it's.
Do they think of themselves as being vermin?
I don't think that they do, but they, you know, it can be all types of society levels that do this, from the people who are doing it with runaways and, you know, to lower level paid for positions for these girls or boys. And
this is not just a girl thing.
No. And then, you know, it can be in the higher levels of our society where people are selling people for high dollar prices for people who have the money to pay that. So I wouldn't say that it's into any one type of community.
Oh.
It really kind of reaches around, like, you know, like other crimes we've talked about, like domestic violence and those different types of crimes.
Domestic violence, I could see it reaching across all spectrums.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one, I mean, you see movies where, you know, you got the incredibly rich guys or women are buying the people that, you know, they've snatched off the streets, you know, of course, those are movies.
Yeah.
but one of the things that's good about Reading is we have I-5 running right by it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's bad about Reading, we have I-5 running by it, and it's just a freeway of drugs and sex trafficking from everything I've read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I-5 is used for a lot of that, but you know, a lot of it is just embedded in communities. It's getting to know and find people who are runaways inside of our community and doing it in the community and moving them from one county to the next county to the next county is really what you see.
So do we have a big problem with that here?
You know, it's an area that that law enforcement is really working to get into and see what they can do to combat that. But it's, you know, it's the crime that's also kind of hidden, like domestic violence. So it's a little bit harder. It's not right out there. It's not right out there in your face where it's easy to find these cases. But we're certainly doing everything we can to start to not only raise awareness, but try to train law enforcement and everyone to look for those signs and symptoms so that we can find it in our community. Because it's in every community, from everything that I've read about and seen and heard, that it really is in every community, no matter how small or how big. So we really want to try to get in and dig that out, find it, and try to stop it if we can.
Eradicate it.
Yeah.
Now, there was this prostitution case, and she was, I don't know how old she was, 17 or something. And when they found her, I guess her handlers, her pimps, that they had taken her And I remember y'all running the case on that, and they got a lot of time in jail.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they got a lot of time in jail, which is good.
They did, yeah. It was two defendants, and both of them are serving life sentences for the crimes that they did. They had, I believe, seven different victims that we were able to identify.
Really? Yeah. Seven? Wow. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they had way more, but
yeah.
That's the number that we were able to identify and track down and talk to them and bring them forward to the trial and able to make cases on them. But, you know, I'm sure they had way more than that.
What happens to the girls afterwards? Do they end up like in one safe place, or do they end up in a, a transition place to help them get on with their lives? I mean, I know of a family in town that adopted one of the girls.
Yeah.
And
well, it's kind of a combination of everything that you said, as many resources as we can. We've got, obviously, within the district attorney's office, we have the Crime Victim Assistance Center that can help with relocation, that can help with any services that they need for medical or whatnot. But they also can go to and get services through One Safe Place. They can get, Extreme Love here in town also does peer support to them. We've got the Beacon Resource Network that can also help out if there's some need that our local resources can't meet. So there's a lot of different resources that we can pull for them to try to get them, you know, back on their feet and back in a place where this won't happen to them again, where they won't be a victim again.
Can there be symptoms? I mean, could they still be living at home if something like this happened at all?
Yeah. I mean, I think you'll see a piece of that in the film.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to give up too much of the film, but, you know, it can be, you know, a kid in a normal, regular school, doing regular in class, no big red flags that this person has any home life issues or anything, and they don't have home life issues, and they're kind of groomed and then brought into that world and
wow.
And kind of the pressures that keep that person from ever saying anything, even though they have the network and the support that could have helped them.
They're just afraid at that point.
They're afraid
for people to find out
because of the way that it's done. And so, you know, I really encourage that.
You know what? This sounds like a great film that you probably want to take your kids to.
Yeah, I do. We're going to be encouraging parents from schools to come and bring their kids, neighborhood watch communities to come out and watch it, business owners to come out and watch it, because these are the people who are going to possibly see victims in our community and know what to look for and know who to call so that we can identify those cases early on and help. Find those victims, find the people who are doing this in our community and put a stop to it.
Okay. So. We're here with Stephanie Bridget, Chief Deputy District Attorney here in Shasta County, and we're talking about this film, Chosen. January is the Sex Trafficking Awareness Month, and the Shasta County District Attorney's Office and Northern California Anti-Human Trafficking Coalition are having a human tracking awareness event, and it's this movie, Chosen. It's 20 to 30 minutes, I guess, or
yeah, it's not very long, and then we're going to follow it up with some speakers.
And it says, "Come learn about warning signs and what to look for, and how to keep and how to help prevent human trafficking in the community." Sounds pretty cool. I'd like to go see this. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. Okay, everybody. I've got people calling me at home. I've got people emailing me. This is the way you do it. Omaha Steaks is got a huge sale on right now. You get $250 or $240 worth of steaks, and this includes two filet mignons, two top sirloins. You have three boneless pork chops. You get boneless chicken breasts, kielbasa sausages, meatballs, you name it. It's in there, plus tartlets. And you get it for 77% off. Now, you've seen it advertised on TV. That's true, at a very, very good price. Well, I'm going to save you $10 off that. And how do you do that? Write this down or call me or send me an email. Go to OmahaSteaks.com website homepage. You'll see at the top it says search bar. You know that search bar right there at the top? They've all got it. You type in there CL, like for Carl and Linda, CL. Hit the enter button there. It'll take you right to the page, and you can buy this package of meat for $49.99. and save 77%. It's a great deal. We've used it. You can, you know, I've sent some off to my cousin and other people, or to my, I should say my sister. We've got a package. We've, you know, it's a great package either for yourself or for friends or for family. OmahaSteaks.com. 7:30 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages with Stephanie Bridget.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. God bless you. Phrases that should be a blessing to anyone. Thanks to political correctness, these statements are now considered offensive, hurtful, and even a hate crime. I have three words in response to this. Get over it. Political correctness is nothing more than an attempt to manipulate you and silence your opinion and worldview. Never let anyone coward you into silence or be afraid to speak what you believe. Jesus always spoke the truth in love, so go and do likewise. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our eighth year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction, letting you know that you no longer have to make an appointment to renew your California CCW permit. Simply navigate to readingccw.com and select a renewal class to attend. While you're there, download the renewal application and fill it out. 4 weeks from your expiration date, send in your application and your training certificate. For any questions, give me a call, 530-999-1822, or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
National news with a local view, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Bum, 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 bum. It's 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. It is the 18th of November. I think it's the 18th of November. Is it 18th or 19th? It's the 18th of December. Well, that's one thing. It's December. That means you've got six more shopping days till Christmas. Six. That takes you up to the 24th. Now, some of us have done our shopping early.
You mean Linda?
Linda. Not me. I'm wrapping packages tonight that she picked out for me to buy. But then I've got certain surprises coming in, hopefully. But you've got 6 days, guys. Now, guys are good because we go right in, we buy it, and we get out. We fight our way in, fight our way out. But you still only got 6 days. And as Linda's pointed out to me, 7-Eleven, when you go in there and get yourself a comb or a little package of Excedrin, does not count as a present. Nor does a 32-ounce Slurpee cup, even if you write nice things on it, like Merry Christmas. What, Stephanie?
Is that from experience? I mean, have you used that before,
Stephanie? I don't live to an advanced age over the things I've done in my life without being a little more clever than that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There have been times, though, that my rapping ability, I'm rapping challenged. Mm. And I realized that after I wrap a package, I have to take the same color, same type of paper, and take little squares and stick on them.
Have you done that? I think
have
everyone's
you?
Done that.
When
you're into the end of an hour wrapping session and you're just like, I'm not going to recut paper. I'm just going to cut a little square, tape it on there, we're good.
Or when you're trying to, and you've got everything just fits perfectly and then it rips on the edge. What? Wait a minute. I wasn't pulling on it hard. And so you tape that over. I mean, you know what? I'm just, duct tape and newspaper.
And then put a bow right there.
Right there. You put the bow. Hey, I'm with Stephanie Bridget, and who is the Chief Deputy District Attorney. We're talking about the film Chosen about sex trafficking, because January is Sex Trafficking Awareness Month. But I just found out that in sex trafficking, that sex trafficking under Proposition 57 is not, I mean, it's not a crime, or it can be turned loose if you've done that.
Well, let me explain. Let me kind of explain Prop 57.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think a lot of people maybe think that it turned a lot of crimes that were felonies into misdemeanors. That's what Proposition 47 did.
Right.
So we've had the fill in the full impact of that. What Prop 57 did is it took, we're kind of waiting for it to still fully play out. But by reading the proposition as it's been passed, it pretty much says that there are crimes that are considered violent, and those are kind of left alone. They can go to prison, they can do their long sentence, and they're left alone. But if they are nonviolent, then when these people go off to prison, say someone gets a 20-year sentence and they go off to state prison, but it's considered to be a nonviolent offense. And once they're at prison, they get credits, and that's kind of been, statutorily known all of along, 50%, 85%, 80%, depending on the crime and enhancements. Well, Prop 57 basically says once they get to state prison, they're going to get those normal credits that they always have gotten and we've worked under for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But now the California Department of Corrections can institute new credits on their own, good credits, credits for rehabilitation, credits for a variety of reasons, and let these people out sooner. And we have no control over that, no say in that. And basically, it can disregard enhancements for like use of gun or causing great bodily injury, stuff like that. They can disregard multiple victims, multiple counts, and let them out after they've served one full term on one count, irrespective of they had 30 other counts and all these other enhancements that they can, CDCR can unilaterally let them out.
Okay. So you got a sex trafficker who's taken somebody, gets a 10-year sentence,
mm-hmm.
and then when you by the time you add on the enhancements and all these other things, it's 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they go into the system. They take one of the 1,000 programs they have over there for rehabilitation, anywhere from fly fishing, by the way, to yoga, to all these other things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then so after they complete 50% of that one term of the first 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to depend on what their enhancements are, what credits right. they get, between 50 to 85. But yes, and it's kind of a little bit better to call it human trafficking because not,
right.
sex yeah. trafficking. Because
okay.
there's
human trafficking.
A big variety of sex crimes that are right. going to be considered to be violent and aren't going to fall under
right.
this. But
human trafficking may
yeah,
not be.
If you are the human trafficker, and human trafficking is a crime that in the penal code is not listed as a violent crime. It's listed as as a serious crime, so it's not a violent crime.
Okay.
It would be one, so someone who is a human trafficker who had 5 different people that they're human trafficking got caught with all 5 of them, depending on, with various enhancements, they would be eligible to get out after just one of those victims, if you know, the California Department of Corrections has to make that decision to let them
out.
But they could at this point.
Yeah.
You know, and it's always going to be very case-specific on which crimes, which enhancements and all that are in play. But there's a significant amount of cases that have been and will be impacted in the future where people could have gotten a significant sentence and now can get out way earlier than a victim may have thought when they went to court at the sentencing and thought, okay, this person got 30 years. I can just write them off and never think about this case again. That person could end up getting out tomorrow. And, you know, that's not a good thing. And maybe I shouldn't say tomorrow because we have to wait for the California Department of Corrections to put their policies in place before they can actually roll out Prop 57.
That's going to take a while.
Yeah, that could take up to a year. So, or it could take longer, but it's looking like from what we've seen, maybe about a year for them to roll out their policies and procedures. But once they do, then someone could get out and
the next day.
Yeah, and the victims who thought that they were going to do this long sentence, they don't know. And this
Somebody
person ends up getting out.
They've assaulted, they've raped while they were unconscious and all those kind of things.
Rape of an unconscious person, that's correct.
So nameless, faceless, bureaucrat, paper pushing that are out of the public sight can undermine the whole criminal justice system. Talk about a system that is wide open to corruption and abuse because none of this is in the public light. Who thought this was a good idea?
Well, it was voted. It was passed by a proposition. So, unfortunately,
Anyway. Okay, we have, of course, Stephanie is here, really to talk about January being sex trafficking awareness or is it human trafficking or
human trafficking awareness.
Yeah. Because it's not always just sex.
Not always.
Sometimes people come into the country and they end up being almost like slaves working for people.
Absolutely, it's labor trafficking.
Yeah, all of those things.
Yeah.
But you're going to have a movie, and it's going to be Tuesday, January the 10th at 6 p.m. at the Cascade Theater. Doors open at 6. It's not only going to be the movie Chosen, which is a story of two young girls, one under the age of 18, who comes from she lives with her family, and then a girl of 18.
Right around there.
I don't recall her age,
but she was much older.
But they live, but one of them lives with her family and gets caught up in this human trafficking web. And these are true stories.
Absolutely.
And so this is what a great film. It's going to be a somber film, but what a great film to come in and for families to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just for girls. It's for young men, too.
Yeah.
For you to come in and take a look
absolutely.
At this.
It's for everybody, and it's a free event. So
it's free.
Anyone in the community to come out. If you want more information, please call 225-5220. Visit the district attorney's Facebook page. We will put updates on that. But really, anybody out there who wants to come in and watch it and be educated and help to prevent that from happening, not only in your own family and your friend's family, but just in our community.
Because sometimes it's something that you'll notice when you're visiting friends, but they don't. They're too close to it.
Right.
But you'll see something that's kind of strange.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. Stephanie Bridget, our chief deputy district attorney, who takes over January 1st when Steve Carlton retires. And we hope that the Board of Supervisors wakes up and appoints you as our district attorney.
I'm sure they'll do what they need to do.
I'm sure your name's in there right now. Good. And that's going to be in January.
I'm definitely interested in that position. That is true.
Maybe we should march on the county admin offices with pitchforks and torches. Say, we want Stephanie.
I don't think I'm going to comment on that.
I want somebody that's going to go in there and put people in jail. And you've been doing that at a pretty good rate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they deserve to be in jail, of course.
Sure.
Right. Okay, Stephanie, thank you so much. And we will talk a lot more about this before January 10th.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, we appreciate everything you do. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Many people do not realize Santa Claus originally was a religious figure. He was born in the Mideast in what is now known as Turkey in the year 270. He was called St. Nicholas. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. His parents died when he was young, leaving him a fortune. After he became Bishop of Myra, he gave away his riches freely and anonymously. On December 6, 343, he was declared a saint. Sailors carried stories about St. Nick to distant lands. Santa was not well known in the United States until 1809, when the city of New York named him their patron saint. Clement Moore wrote a poem depicting St. Nick as a jolly old elf with flying reindeer. In 1867, Macy's department store promoted the first Christmas Eve sale, and the commercialization of Santa began. Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's in a package wrapping frenzy this week and getting the place ready for relatives. Everybody's rolling in on for Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. It is 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here at Free Fire Radio. Good morning. It's 30 degrees, going up to 56 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Great people over there. Veteran-owned business. Another veteran-owned business is B&T Satellite Dish Network Veterans Challenge he's having. Doug Tooley is a veteran, and he says he's going to give the gift of a free satellite service to an active-duty military family this winter. For every 10 new services B&T Satellite receives, they will be setting up service for an active-duty military family in our community to win a full year of service for free. Not only that, but for every person who signs up during this winter campaign, you also get $100 off your bill. Yeah. Specials include that amazing $39.99 monthly package, all types of channels to watch. How many of you are watching? How many of you got like 7,000 channels out there and you watch 20? Because you have no choice. Well, you have a choice now at B&T Satellite. Support the military and have not only that, but get a great deal at B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. Or stop by the office located at 1007 Dana Drive. Speaking of veterans, we've got businesses right here in town. I'm with Jeff Wirsch from Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Premier windshield repair business probably in Northern California.
Within a few hundred mile radius.
Yeah, at least. Tell us about it.
What's going on? I started this business 23 years ago as an interim between jobs, basically. And then just evolved. I was lucky I got into some more advanced technology in the early 90s that was just hitting the market, and I've been able to develop it and make a living off of it the last 23 years, going on 24 years here pretty soon.
Well, let me tell you, Jeff fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield about 8 years ago. It's got to be like
about
8 years ago.
7, 8 years, I think.
8 years ago.
And it's like you said, it's like a scar. You can see it if you look for it. But you don't. You if you weren't looking for it, you would not see this 12-inch crack that's in my windshield. That's how good it is. And it's in the lower part of it. Now, here's the other thing I like about Jeff. If Jeff is going to fix something, he can fix any windshield. But if he looks at something, he says, look, like Linda had a crack, went right through the center. He says, well, I can fix this, but you're going to have this crack go right where your eyes are. And I don't think you're going to like it. It's exactly what he said. Honesty and integrity. That is so cool.
The leftover scarring, if you will, yeah, is the only real negative issue I ever deal with. The purpose of the repair is to preserve the windshield, eliminate the need for a replacement by restoring the strength, which is your structural integrity, which accomplishes your safety and legal value restoration back to the glass.
And this is this product or this service you have, you just don't do this on the corner out there underneath a tree.
I did 10 years of mobile service when I first started, and that pretty much taught me what not to do if I want to continue to succeed in this business.
Okay, and so
a lot of the corner shops, they last a few years and they're gone. There's no assurance of quality. There's no assurance of safety being restored to your glass. And the same, you know, windshield repair is a loss leader. And it's never really been intended to be a service of its own. It's intended to get you to come back for an upsell at most shops around the country, especially the national giant, which I won't mention by name, but you see there are TV commercials all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody guarantees their work with either nobody can guarantee a rock chip repair, or they guarantee their work with a credit toward a new windshield. So where's the incentive to really do the windshield repair properly? And nowadays, properly, I speak of ANSI standards. Back in 07, we finally, through the National Windshield Repair Association, got our national standards we've been working on since 1995, approved by ANSI and now published by ANSI. And I believe now we have 3 updates to the ANSI standards.
Okay.
So there actually is a minimum qualification for windshield repair that nobody else knows about. And even the State Bureau of Automotive Repair has no regulations for windshield repair, and I've been talking to our local agent here for BAR trying to get the state to adopt ANSI standards. I mean, your hairdresser has to pass more rigorous qualifications than your guy sitting at the side of the road or in a replacement shop. Seriously. And this is your safety equipment you're working on. And it was not returned to a safe condition, you're just paying someone to ruin your windshield, and eventually it's going to split out again. The odds are eventually.
Eventually. Now, it's cold weather.
Yep.
Is this the time of the year when you really get a lot of problems with your windshield?
Yep. The cold and the extreme heat that we enjoy here in Redding does affect the glass. And this time of year, the defrost kills a lot of windshields. The windshields themselves are pretty much made to be vulnerable around the edges. So you get a rock chip within about 4 to 6 inches of the perimeter, and you can experience a chance of about 90% of them turning into long cracks. That's what happened with Linda's windshield.
Yeah.
You get hit right on the edge, and that thing will pop and run in no time.
Well, I'm thinking is, if you've got a chip, and I talk about this all the time, I just want to make sure I'm right, that you get you get a little chip in there that gets water in it,
yep,
and it gets down to 30 degrees, you can have a big problem.
It's possible, yeah. The biggest cause of windshield growth is rapid temperature change. Conversely, just the opposite, in the summertime when it's so hot, you go through the car wash or you wash your car after work, hit it with cold water, and that'll split your windshield really quick. And this time of year, same thing with the defrost. Or if you're like me, when I was living in Wyoming in a hurry to get to work one day, I threw hot water on my windshield. Oops. That's not the thing to do. But it's that rapid temperature change. The molecules can't adjust fast enough, and so they separate.
Okay.
But the water gets in there and freezes and expands, and that will cause it to grow, too.
All right.
There's all sorts of possibilities.
There's all types of things that can go there.
Yeah.
Now, if the windshield's sitting out there and it's 30 degrees, and you turn on your heater, and it takes a while. It's not like instant heat. But it's within 5 minutes, 2 or 3 or 4 minutes, I guess, that your heat's coming out of there. That doesn't give does that give the windshield long enough to
usually it does.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Okay. So
usually if you heat it up gradually.
Gradually you're okay.
That should be fine. Okay. There's always
something they would figure out a long time ago. Yeah.
Well, it's the same way they make glass. They heat it up to a liquid condition and then they cool it gradually. If they cool it too fast, then again the molecules separate and it cracks. Crack.
Right.
But same thing with the defrost is you heat it up gradually and you lessen your chances of that damage growing. Now, also, the windshields are mounted in the vehicle really, really tight with a urethane adhesive. The old days back in the 50s and 60s and even some of the 70s, you had a gasket mount, a rubber mount, where the windshield actually floats in the vehicle. Your vehicle is a lot more rigid, so they didn't put that much stress in the glass. As far as twisting, going up driveways, things like that. Nowadays, the vehicles are more flexible. The windshields are thinner, which makes them more flexible. So they're moving all the time. Your vehicle is flexing and twisting and hit a pothole or go up a driveway at an angle, and you're putting stress on the glass. That's another big cause of growth of the little rock chips is that stress, the movement.
Okay, so... You get the this happened to us. We're driving down the road to Sacramento. Rock comes up, ting, Linda's windshield, and we knew that we almost turned around right then because here we go again. We've replaced two windshields in that car because they were at that crack because they hit and cracked before we could get them to you,
yeah.
As you know. So this time we called you and said, Jeff, what do we do? And, you know, and here's the kind of guy. Isn't this the kind of business that you'd like to have or you like to do business with? I think it was like Friday afternoon or maybe even a Saturday morning. I'm not sure. But we called the number. Jeff answers. And he just happened to be there. And Jeff, we've got a chip. He says, what's it look like? Describe it. And so we described it over the phone. We would have sent you a photo of it. But
I've had people do that.
Yeah. And so we described it over the phone. And here's what he said. He said, Don't worry about it. Just don't wash your car.
It was a hot day, I believe. It was going to be a hot day that day. And,
it was in the summer. Yeah.
I think it was a Friday afternoon. You guys were headed out of town.
Yeah, we're heading down to Sacramento to see your parents.
And so there's a few precautions you can take when you do get hit by rocks. And just sensible things. Like this time of year, what I tell people is put a little washcloth or a rag on the dash and block that hot air from hitting the glass. Now, even as you're going down the road on a cool day and after you're all warmed up in the morning and you're going down the road, your defrost is hot. It's blowing against the glass. The outside of the windshield is cold, and that variance, that can cause them to grow even after you've warmed it up gradually. And so that's a little bit of a precaution, is block that hot air from hitting the glass on the inside, and it hopefully won't grow as fast until you can get to the repair. Now, the beautiful part of my business is that even if the rock chip does grow and stays within certain parameters, I can do a crack repair up to 24 inches as long as the windshield is returnable to a safe condition. Oh. ANSI standards call for the safety restoration of your glass. Anything short of that, what are you really paying for? Doesn't matter if it's cheap. Doesn't matter if it's quick.
It's cosmetic.
It's not right.
It's not right.
What is it?
It's going to do it again. Right?
So, yep. And
okay.
I'm the only one that is certified to the ANSI standards, which means professional certification, and it is a lot different than any other certification out there. Most of the other technicians call themselves certified or certified by the company they bought the equipment from. They went through the company training. They know how to use their equipment. They're now certified. Where I'm certified through the National Windshield Repair Association, the only one that has achieved this certification, I believe the closest competitor in that area is Eugene, Oregon, to the north, and Modesto to the south.
Okay, I'm with Jeff Wurst from Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Now, I recommend him without reservation. Because
thank you.
Because you're just that way. Veteran-owned business. He does a great job on your windshields. He works with you. He guarantees his work. That's the other thing. You guarantee your work. Now, how do people get to you?
3208 South Market Street. Come on by for a free inspection. It just takes a few minutes. If you have questions, call me on the phone, 241-8373. I answer my phone even after hours and weekends because I've arranged my phone to just get transferred to the cell phone.
And you can also send him photos, too.
If yep.
I've got this. What should I do?
Sometimes I can see it okay in a photo, but it's usually best if you come by or call me and describe it.
Okay. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Again, we recommend him without reservation. You're a great guy, Jeff. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everybody, and Happy New Year.
All right, we'll be right back with Kristen Schrader, Redding City Councilwoman.
News from Town Hall, brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Donald Trump again reaching into the private sector to fill a top government post, selecting Vincent Viola as Secretary of the Army. Viola is a 1977 graduate of West Point. He trained as an Airborne Ranger Infantry officer and served in the 101st Airborne. He's also the founder of several businesses, including Virtue Financial, an electronic trading firm. And he also owns the National Hockey League's Florida Panthers and is a past chairman of the New York Mercantile Exchange. Electors gathering today in their respective states to formally elect Donald Trump president, even as some anti-Trump forces try one last time to convince him to change their votes. Not likely, says Kentucky Republican elector Jim Skaggs.
It certainly makes you disappointed, some of the conversations he's had, especially about gender related, that just inappropriate, in my opinion, for TV. But nothing that would make me think that it renders him unfit to be president of the United States.
Some protests are planned for state capitals today. Dangerous record low temperatures caused cancellations of some holiday festivities in the Plains Midwest over the weekend. National Weather Service forecaster Patrick Burke says the long-range forecast now indicates some possible concerns right around Christmas Day.
Looking towards the travel dates right before Christmas, late this week into early next weekend, we could have a storm system developing over the western United States and the Rockies and then pulling out into the Plains states. So you want to watch that for your travel plans.
Stocks opening slightly higher on Wall Street, led by gains in real estate companies that pay high dividends. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note dipped. The dollar held steady against other currencies after soaring the day before. Homebuilder Lennar jumped over 2% of its value after reporting strong quarterly results. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
God on biracial marriage. God said, man said.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. God said, man said.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. God said, man said.com. Why chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. Word changing in 666. Hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills, so I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They were able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off $15,000 in 18 months. It's a godsend.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
The UN Security Council has unanimously approved a resolution urging immediate deployment of the United Nations monitors to former rebel-held eastern Aleppo, even as correspondent Philip Easton reports people are being bussed out of Aleppo's last opposition-held enclave.
The evacuations are back on for the Syrian city of Aleppo. The Turkish Foreign Ministry says 4,500 people have been evacuated just since midnight last night.
France says the deployment of UN forces to Aleppo is critical to prevent mass atrocities by Syrian forces and especially militias. A 101-year-old confessed sex offender in Britain has been jailed for 13 years for crimes committed against children in the 70s and 80s. Ralph Clark was sentenced today in Birmingham Crown Court. He had pleaded guilty to 9 offenses and been convicted of others as well, including indecent assault and indecency with a child. The judge said it was plain to see he had no remorse despite his guilty pleas. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Chinese officials say U.S. assertions that China is a top source of the synthetic opioids that have killed thousands of drug users in the U.S. and Canada are unsubstantiated. Both the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration and the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy point directly to China as the main source of fentanyl and related chemicals. Officials in Corpus Christi, Texas, vented a ban on drinking the city's water after test results showed no contamination. Mayor Dan McQueen says residents can resume using water for all the purposes there, even though they cannot be 100% sure there are no problems.
We're not out of the woods yet. I want to remind everybody that we had a third party that potentially contaminated the water.
The Environmental Protection Agency says none of the 28 drinking water samples it reviewed tested positive for a corrosive asphalt emulsifying agent. The water ban was issued last week out of concern a chemical leak at an asphalt plant may have contaminated the city's water supply. More of these stories from townhall.com.
A must-see performance. Musicians and fans agree George Strait is an iconic figure in American history. A George Strait Salute, performed by Buck Ford, pays salute to the life and music of one of the world's most recognizable and distinctive musicians. Join us Friday, January 6th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Strait Country, a George Strait Salute, live in the Event Center. Nashville recording artist Buck Ford is a young, pure country singing sensation that focuses on keeping the traditional country sound and rhythm flowing. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $125. Join us for Strait Country, a George Strait Salute. In celebrating the excitement and journey through the timeless story through song and incredible vocals. Live and in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, January 6th. A good time will be had by all. For details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Linda is in the midst of a frantic wrapping packages and shipping them today, like they're really going to make it there by Christmas. What's going to Greece? I don't think it'll make it, honey. Anyway, that's where she is this morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show here at Free Fire Radio on the 18th of December at 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bob, weather is a little chilly out there.
It is a little bit on the nippy side. Getting warmer today, though, right now in downtown Reading. 31 degrees will rise up to about 54 for a high. Off and on clouds, but Wednesday we'll see a high of about 62. Then it starts tapering back off, and Thursday night, more rain on the way. The storm over the weekend did some amazing things. It brought Shasta Lake up a total of just since the 15th. The lake is up almost 6 feet just since the 15th of the month. And in one day, 113,000 acre-feet of water came into the lake, according to the measurements at Shasta Dam. That is equivalent to 37 billion gallons of water coming into the lake.
Or so, the equivalent of everybody flushing their toilets at one time. On the West Coast.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Again, 31 degrees in Reading, and enjoys the off and on sunshine for a couple of days.
Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business. Chuck and Judy Kinney, good people. Their customers are warm friends, and they give senior and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're looking for in-home health care, in-home care, you go to Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. There's nobody better in this whole area, maybe in Northern California, than Home Helpers. Handpicked, background checked, personally trained, bonded and insured. Whether it's a short period of time or a long period of time, you go to Sharon Clark. Businesswoman of the Year, Business of the Year, Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350. And let's go to the phones and talk to Rally Sally. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
How are you, hon?
I am well, thank you.
Good. Glad to hear that. What's happening tonight?
Well, tonight is our last meeting for the year 2016, and we are going to have a look back and kind of do some remembering of all of the speakers we've had at our meetings and some of the issues that we addressed during the campaign. And we're also going to look forward to 2017 and discuss. There are several people who want to bring up some ideas of what they want to work on for 2017. So if your listeners out there have some ideas that they want to, you know, reveal and have some people get behind and help them with their ideas, we invite them to come on out tonight, 6 o'clock, at the Eagles Nest Church, 3276 Bocelli Lane.
I'd really like to have ZZ Top come back. That's probably not something you guys get into, though, is it?
Have what? Say that again.
ZZ Top? You know, the guitar group?
Oh, yeah.
With the beards? I'd like them to come back. Is this something y'all get involved in? You know, maybe we could all get together and say we want ZZ Top?
Well, have them contact me.
Sally, you're such a sweetheart. Yeah, I tell you. Okay, Sally, that's tonight at 6 p.m. at...
At 3276 Bocelli Lane. It's at the Country Club Shopping Center.
All right, hon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
Hey, I'm here with Kristen Schrader, Reading City Councilwoman.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you prefer that or person?
It doesn't matter.
Makes no difference to you.
Kristen's fine.
Kristen Schrader. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, it's been a while.
It has been.
A lot of things happening.
Yes.
So tell me, Kristen.
It's been 2 years since the election. Since the election,
you've been on. I think you've been on once or twice. So is it what you thought it was going to be?
Oh, sure.
It is.
Because I served 16 years before that in an elected position. You know, attending, making decisions, making budget decisions. You know, for 16 years working, I mean, volunteering and on a school board, you know, we had to make cuts every year except for 2 out of 16 years.
Yeah, but it didn't quite get the, what can I say? The
school boards are not going to get the same attention as city council.
No, in fact, you know, people on the school board voted. You know, it's usually because people on the school boards really want to do that. But it's not like it's a huge, it's not a lot of turmoil.
No, not in our community because we have, I think there's a lot of great work being done in a quiet way and there's not as much focus. There's not, you know, one particular district. There's a lot of smaller districts. You know, in some other communities that are larger, school boards do get a lot of attention. They're making really important decisions for our children and the future. So it gave me good entree and good experience for the work I'm doing now.
Okay. This year's been a big year for Reading.
For a lot of reasons. There are a lot of positive things that are happening, especially right within blocks of right here. Downtown.
Right here.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City. Buildings going up and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But some other things, too. Measure D.
Yes.
Rocky was in here Friday. I don't know if you heard him or not.
Mm-hmm.
He thought it was going to be close. He had no expectation that D would fail so hugely. Did you have any feeling about that?
Well, I looked at the previous two, you know, in November 2014, we had Measure F, which was a 2/3 vote requirement, and we got 56%, and there was hardly any campaigning, and it was for 1/4 cent, but I mean, it was, we got 56% and with not very much campaigning. And so I kind of thought people would be more positive about it. I supported both measures because I think for the same reasons that it's the step we need to make right at the moment we're in.
Why do you think it failed so badly?
Gosh, I listened to you and Rocky. I think Rocky had a lot of comments with merit, especially comparing all those other initiatives.
Now, I've got those in my office, and I looked through them after the show too. It's amazing how the difference, even though they wanted exactly the same thing, I mean almost exactly the same thing, in the difference in the writing of the measure.
Yeah, I had no idea that there was that much difference.
Oh, my gosh.
And to see that, just, you know, looking at, for example, San Francisco, which I'm familiar with because they have a lot of programs and a lot of efforts underway addressing homelessness. And they had three measures. One was to say we want to, you know, design a program to provide housing for homeless, then set aside a certain amount of money, and then have the tax initiative. And the first two initiatives passed.
All three were related.
The desire to have a program and how they were going to fund it, but then the tax initiative was separate. And I think it goes to some of what Rocky was saying. It wasn't written very...
They just talked about a tax.
It just said, you're going to vote for a tax. And I think people assumed that, well, for the same reason maybe we assumed, that we all get what we think we're seeing, you know, in the level of need. And but a lot of people didn't see that.
All right.
But as Rocky pointed out, yet they passed to our, benefit the two bonds to, or the more than one bond. I think there was more than one bond.
Three bonds.
In our community that will help build infrastructure for our children's schools.
That was interesting, too, because it needed 55%. And I thought Measure H would have a tough time with that one because we're still paying off the last bond from Shasta College. And now it's another $138 million with not a really clear cut how they're going to spend that.
Well, they actually have a list. And with school bonds, you have to have you are by law required to have a committee.
Mm-hmm.
It's all set up ahead of time.
Right.
The design of it, not I don't know that they put decide who's going to be on it, but and they're already set up by law to have an audit, which is what was in Measure E for us. We designed an audit and a process, and the fact the money was going to go in a separate fund, and it just well. We need to look at other alternatives and
well,
look
that's
at
what I want to talk about when we get back.
Plan B.
Yeah, Plan B. It's number two question about Plan B.
Good.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here with Christian Schrader. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. It's on Eureka Way and Court Street. You're not going to find a better place to work out at. Everybody's so professional. It's clean. It's got it all, including a salt water indoor pool that you can work out and not beat up your ligaments or your joints and all that. And you can get a good workout in. Plus, they have Bohem Spa on there. So not only can you get a good workout, as Bob does, he goes in and gets a facial. And then sometimes a mani-pedi. Bob's just shaking his head no at me. But what? Come on, Bob. Anyway, Wellgate Sports Club, it is absolutely a fabulous place, Rich Novelli and his family. Give him a call at 768-1205 or just stop by and have a free workout. Have it on me. Just say, Carl said I could get a free workout here. And go on down. All right. Hey, we'll be right back with Christian Schrader. It's 18 minutes after the RV.
Let your baby boy has walked where angels trod.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Enjoy the holiday season at Cookies
and Yogurt
on Hartnell Avenue. Browse the store as you take in the spirit of the season with Christmas gift items, holiday decorations, lots of Christmas trees decorated to perfection with special ornaments, and the cookies. Not just any old cookies, gourmet cookies. All your favorites for your enjoyment or gift wrap for that someone special. Gourmet cookies.
Yummy, smooth, creamy yogurt.
And unique gift ideas all at Cookies
and Yogurt.
92 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Love those cookies.
And yogurt. Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PALS Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PALS Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Ooh, this is Linus. Charlie Brown Christmas.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
You know, I heard there's a couple of schools that wouldn't let them play this song.
Really?
Yeah. 22 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 30 degrees going up to 56 today and down to 37 tonight. Weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 20% off. It's their anniversary special, and it's right before Christmas. Guys, if you're not heading down to Four Winds Jewelry, you're making a mistake. A full-service jewelry store with the only trained watch repairman in the whole area right there. Four Winds Jewelry, they've got it all, and they've got a whole bunch of new stuff down there. At 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, this is a place that Linda shops and Trish shops. And when I need something for Linda when it comes to jewelry, I trot on down to Four Winds Jewelry because you can never have too many diamonds, as Linda says, or too many guns, as I say. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, I'm here with Christian Schrader, and we're talking Prop D, and we're going to be moving on from that into homelessness and other things. But we talked about trust during the break, and your take on that was interesting, about trust versus priorities.
Right. So I look at the difference of opinion in the voters saying we don't trust the council is slightly different than, you know, you may disagree with what you think our priorities are. I mean, like, if you see by my vote what my priority is and you disagree with it, that's not necessarily trust. It's a difference of opinion. Trust, for me, is more of a personal, thing that relates to, someone's person. And so it just is, for me, is I welcome that people might not agree with how I prioritize things and how I vote. But I think I think that trust is that's something I earn because I'm doing the job and I'm out there. I'm listening to what people think, and you might have a disagreement and disagree with my priorities.
Well, and then that goes to the next question then, is D failed miserably, either because people didn't trust your priorities or didn't agree with your priorities. And then the next week, you all vote to give a $1,000 a month raise after to an individual that already had a 7% raise that year, 2% in January, I think, and 5% in May, another $1,000 a month, bringing their salary up to well over $140,000, which is about three times the amount of the household incomes.
So you're comparing. Well, let me just say that this is a person who's oversees six departments. It's the all of the maintenance of all of our buildings in the city of Reading, the library, the auditorium, parks, maintenance of parks and recreation, and she supervises over 200 people and has a budget of between $9 and $11 million. So I don't know how many average salaries in our community address a $9 to $11 million budget. So the raise was based on the level and the service that she provides. She's also oversaw a reduction in our irrigation and saving our city $20,000 a year.
So the timing of it right after the measure failed so miserably, the measure, I mean, the again, we go back to priorities.
So it goes back to priorities. And
do
so,
you think that was really, as you look back at it, that this is a good time to give a raise to somebody like
well,
that?
It's, you know, I guess maybe the timing wasn't quite as good as it could have been, but the person's been, you know, this equal to this amount of her work equals the amount of work she's generated to. $2.5 million in grant funding in the last 5 years, $300,000 just in the last 6 months to replace the kids' kingdom. So that's the timing is you look at what she's the work she's doing and you know pay somebody that's commensurate for their work they're doing.
So
and so it happened to be after the election.
It could have been before the election.
It could have been, yeah.
But it was chosen not to be. Because it was before the election?
It was chosen. We put it on after the election.
Okay. Then now the city council is looking at buying, possibly buying a golf course.
It's yes, that's being being presented to the city council.
So what do you think is going to happen on that?
I think we're going to look at what our priorities are. And I think our public safety is a very high priority. And so we'll have listen to what the proposal is, and we have to be keen on looking at what our general fund expenditures can afford right now.
Okay. And you have talked a little bit about Plan B now that Plan D or Measure D didn't pass.
Well,
and I've asked everybody what everybody thinks Plan B is, but do you have – I mean, is there a Plan B?
I have a component of what Plan B can be, which is many members of our community for the last year and a half have been working on ways that we can better address homelessness. So even before the tax initiative, we helped facilitate meetings in our community and developed a strategic plan. We have studied what we think the number of homeless are that we have, which is we think over 3,000 community members in 2015. The cost of homelessness to our community, just doing what we're doing, status quo, is $34 million. And if you use national methods of studying homelessness and calculate the cost, that's total cost for the, say, 3,000 people that are homeless. But if you break out what typically in a community, 10% of the 3,000 or 3,100 are chronic homeless, and many of them cycle in and out of the emergency room, which is at a cost of $12 million between the two hospitals. And if you divide that out, it comes out to, if you say 60% of that $34 million is attributed to only 10% of the chronic homeless, we're talking about $66,000 per person. So I think there's a need to figure out what's a better way to address homelessness. So one of the things we've been working on is looking at how we can make our current systems work more efficiently using a streamlined intake and referral system and having better data to track where our homeless are and what the services are that they need and connect them to the services. So this is just
You've done a great job on this, by the way.
Thank you.
I may not always agree with things you do, but this is one of the things that is a standout because Kristen Schrader went out and collected money from private sources to
$129,000 to support the efforts of our community to come together and find what are best practices. And we've been studying what other communities are doing. This is all not reinventing the wheel. Like I said, we can spend. We would like to make our system more efficient and deliver services better to our community and the homeless who are most in need, the most vulnerable.
I understand that. Now, though, when we look at homelessness in the list of priorities, where does that fall?
Well, depending on where you are in the community, if you're downtown and you're in the and you're in the parking garage at 8 o'clock at night. You think there's a big priority because maybe there are people that are...
I've been there before then.
Yeah. And
so is it a bigger priority than public safety?
It's part of public safety because a lot of homeless are victims of people who are... I mean, they are victims. Sometimes, they might be perpetuating, making bad choices, but... but they are themselves very vulnerable and become victims. Many of them have mental health issues and substance use. So I would say it's right up there being part of the public safety issue. I've said that all along. And so I think you'll find many of the people in jail that the last known address they had was being homeless. So I think it is a big issue because we'd have more room in the jail for people who have a need to be there long term rather than somebody who may, you know, who might have made some poor choices and happened to be homeless and think that's a great place, may think that's housing for now. There's a large number of people that we attribute to being homeless previous to going into jail. So I think we want a better...
So a lot of the ones that they pick up now are just homeless. They never see the inside of a jail unless they commit a crime.
Well, I mean, they're ticketed, and then there's no way for them to really pay. Yes.
Because there's no place to put people.
Right. Well, but so the priority for homelessness, to address homelessness, is housing. And so one of the things that we've been doing for the last year is trying to prioritize and help existing landlords. Instead of building new housing, which is expensive and takes a long time, we're trying to create programs like other communities have done, which is to help figure out ways to mitigate the risk to landlords, which can include financial incentives or can include groups who will come in and help them renovate their properties and or repair them. We also want to connect them to the services, have a streamlined way to connect them to the services in the county that already exist. And so that's housing is the number one priority. They also need to be provided with support services through case management. You know,
do we have money for this stuff?
It's already being done in our community. It's just not coordinated as well as it
okay,
should be.
Okay, so if you're coordinated, that'd be like you're getting a lot more efficient. You can see a lot more people.
Yes.
Okay, let's go to the phones just for a minute because then we have to take a break. Terry, good morning.
Well, what I have to ask her will take longer than a minute.
Well, go ahead and ask. Let's see.
Okay, the thing is that, you know, you're talking about priorities, and I understand that, but getting a golf course, you're going to have to create roadway to get there. The police will have to watch it. You're actually creating an environment by buying that golf course for the homeless, which is going to create another situation for public safety. The cost of the golf course is almost $300,000. The maintenance is going to cost you several hundred thousand. The idea of redoing the roads, the public safety, and I know that the police chief has asked you for CSOs because he said that on Carl's program. He also told us at a Patriot meeting a couple of weeks ago, told 150 people he was asking for CSOs and that you have the money. Yet you're talking about creating an environment for something you want to stop, and you're saying that you know, public safety is important. Also, your point about the jail, it isn't just the homeless that are in jail. In fact, the homeless really don't go to jail. It's criminals, and we don't have enough room for them. We also have another 13,000 getting out. In fact, it's going to go as high as 47,000 in California that are going to be released on the streets. So really and truly, maybe the trust factor isn't that your priorities are bad, but it sounds to me like you're confused about them.
Okay, Terry, thank you.
You bet.
You didn't say you were going to vote for the you said y'all were listening to the
well, we're going to yeah, we haven't heard the presentation yet. So it's in closed session on Tuesday.
He did bring up some good points, but you haven't said that it's going to be voted on. This thing could be voted down, right?
Correct. It's well, it's just being presented out there, and we haven't been presented with the that I'm aware of the exact proposals on how to readjust the our police department.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a break now. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. I tell you, in the business over 20 years, veteran-owned business, Martin and his people are just simply outstanding. If you've got any problems with your heater or air conditioner, Kristen, this is the guy to call at 221-2642 because he can fix, and his people have gone through all the schools that can fix any type of HVAC system. Not only that, if it's an emergency, they're going to get it fixed for you no matter what time or how long it takes. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air voted best in the North State. These are really, really good people. We'll be right back after those messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire
this
Radio.
This is to KCNR honor him.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
When we come.
With Carl and Linda Butt. Linda's in a a package wrapping frenzy. And house cleaning frenzy. 605-4567 is our phone number. Did you play that already today? There's a different one.
Different version.
This is Johnny Cash.
Man in Black.
Oh, yeah, this is good. Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. I tell you, another veteran-owned business. Are we seeing a trend here, like so many veteran-owned businesses? Veterans, they are the backbone of your community, my friends. Best place in the world to get a haircut, man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, right up the street from Classic Cafe, where you can get chipped beef on toast. The only place in maybe Northern California that really serves chipped beef on toast. It's wonderful.
Went and had some on my birthday.
That was it. You know, once a month, Mark Story and I go down there and relive our days. We're here with Christian Schrader, and we talked about D, and we talked about now plan B for Kristen is she believes part of the problems with crime could be handled by if you put homeless in some kind of, if you get them care, not necessarily housing, but get them care and get them the mental treatments and eventually work into housing.
Well, the main thing is housing, because what I spent Friday at a workshop put on by Partnership Health Plan, which is addressing innovations, to address health issues, includes housing. What we're finding is the institutions, the way we fund healthcare is in now recognizing that for people to be the healthiest and cost less to, providers, we need housing. And if they have mental health or substance use issues, then they need treatment. And the best way for treatment to work is if they're housed. If they're unhoused, it's very hard for them to recover from illnesses or, they could have problems with circulation. It's really hard for them to become healthy if they're living on the street. So housing is important for address all of these
issues. How does this housing come about?
So, for example, I was just explaining, like, we're trying to engage more landlords
right.
who already are already
right.
housing homeless.
Remember that, yeah.
And some landlords may not have considered that and thought that, it's too complicated. And we're trying to streamline it could look for them. So what are the services? For example, the county provides housing case managers, which is helping their clients who are homeless be connected to services and be the lifeline to the landlord 24/7. In some cases, some communities set up hotlines so that the landlords have somebody who's really engaged in the care of this tenant. They could have barriers to being good tenants, but we're going to, they need to work through and become better tenants and through the services that they get through different organizations. So you increase it's hard because we do have a low, very few apartments that are available even to people who can afford them, are not homeless. So, but doesn't mean that we don't try. Because it's really a critical part to addressing homelessness is the housing and then all the services connected to that. And then what we've requesting is that our community do a better job of collecting data so that we know where the gaps are, where duplications might be, and measure where we're at now to what we're doing and how it's working and whether it's not we need to make adjustments. And that will also put us in better position to acquire future funds from the state and federal government.
The money that comes in, does it come into the general fund at all, or does it go strictly for? I mean, is it like, okay, you've got to spend it on this housing thing?
Well, the money we currently get primarily, the money is going to the county from the state and federal government,
mm-hmm.
and it is earmarked. I mean, it is there's specified
it's
uses.
Specified for,
yes.
For it. Okay.
The housing money usually could include housing choice vouchers, and it could include some support through CalWORKs, for example, through some state programs that come to the county, and it's very specified and eligibility is determined.
Here's somebody who says the Reading Housing Authority could issue bonds and fix up an old motel. See if that's a valid approach. Of course, tenants would have to pay something via their SSI or whatever it is they have.
Right. We have one of our groups that's been meeting for the last year is called the Housing Work Group, mm-hmm. and there's been a subcommittee of that group who's been looking at trying to find a motel to purchase it and renovate it for transitional housing. They were looking at all kinds of possible sources of funding. Their communities, for example, in Santa Rosa, a hotel was donated to Catholic Charities, about 100 units. I think they're primarily used for vets and other adults. And in Tehama County, the probation department bought a motel or is leasing a motel for probationers that I just learned about at the STOP meeting on Monday.
But all that comes out of specific funds.
I don't know about
not the general fund.
Primarily housing, as we've described it, in using for the housing authorities, or that would be specific funds. Yeah,
right. Does the people, whether it's we get the crime stats here because we have both the sheriff and the chief here. The crime is rising mm-hmm. here in Reading, and a lot of it has to do with the lack of space to put people. If we had a space, if we could take 100 people off the street, I've been told is that the crime rate would drop like 25%, if not more, because it's the same 100 that are out there stealing things and breaking into things.
Well, yeah,
Are you getting that?
We get all the police department announcements. But and you're right. There's a there is a concern about the ability for the the consequences that we don't have as much. I know earlier when Terry mentioned that addressing homelessness won't impact the jails. I think it will. That if the people who are making bad choices and they're and they happen to have a record and then they get put in jail and they were previously homeless, I'd rather see them get connected to housing and also through services and addressing their mental health and then get connected to job services. So it's hard if they're in jail to help them get employment.
Well, though they do have packages like that. But so are you looking at it then like the Utah program where you just put them into housing no matter what, or the San Antonio program where they kind of go into a sobering center and they start wanting to get help and then you transition them into housing?
Well, I think it's critical that it's not one size fits all. So we have families that are homeless, and those are being served by primarily programs like CalWORKs. But we're also Housing First, that Lloyd Pendleton discussed, has been a model that's worked for 20 years across the country. And the federal government prioritizes its funding towards communities who are using Housing First models. And the state government just passed a bill, the governor signed it, that by 2019, our state funding that will be addressing for housing for homeless will also have a priority for Housing First. So Housing First doesn't work for everybody. It's a model that could be evaluated to be used in our community. And there's accountability. As Lloyd Pendleton said, that you have to be a good neighbor. You abide by the same laws of tenancy in California, that you can lose your rights to be in the housing. But it is a model that has worked. I think more importantly, we need to look at who are the homeless populations and find the housing that fits them. So primarily, it's very important that we get families and children off the street. That should be a priority. The most vulnerable should be a priority. Veterans obviously should be a priority. And youth. We hardly ever talk about youth, and yet the County Office of Education estimated in 2015 there were 700 kindergarten through 12th grade
homeless
students.
Rock stars with the with Nigel Skeet was over for the kids at the high schools. The other thing before we take a break here, and we got people online, was that the Housing First, because Pendleton sat right here, he said, nope, they don't have to stop doing drugs. They don't have to stop any of that stuff. They just don't. And if they get into fights with their neighbors, we'll probably move them into another area.
But he also said that at times they will not.
But I think the thing that really got that Redding got fired up on was, no, you can still use your drugs. You can still do all this stuff. And we're going to give you housing when like you said, you've got people out there that are working two jobs and they're trying to keep a roof over their head. And we're rewarding people for bad behavior.
I think it's a bigger conversation. We can spend a lot of time talking about it. Lloyd Pendleton, as you know, was here. They're not the only community that's used the model and shown reductions. In fact, one of the things that we did the cost study to analyze was what are we spending now for those high utilizers who have mental health, substance use, and they're on the street and they're revolving in and out of the emergency room? Well, it's costing us $66,000, which is what Lloyd was talking about in Utah. Their calculation was more like $30,000. And by the time they do supportive housing with case management, it was like $10,000, so they're saving $20,000.
I believe the state of Utah, though, really leaned into this, too, right?
Absolutely.
They put a lot of money out, like millions for this.
Millions. Well, for example, but the state of California just signed a bill, governor just signed a bill on July 1 that's going into effect next year called No Place Like Home, which is setting aside $2 billion in a revenue bond for housing using Mental Health Services Act money. So our state is now, following up with some money that we need to be prepared and be aggressive in filing applications for, which means we need to get our house in order with the things that we're advocating in our strategic plan, which actually is required to have to get the funding called No Place Like Home.
All right. We're going to take a break. And that's interesting that they're setting aside the money because everybody was asking where that money is coming from. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. They've got all those coffees, you know, Christmas chicory and what else? Pumpkin spice and triple chocolate. They've got it all. They're great, great Christmas presents. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. This is a great place to go. It's another veteran-owned business, and they're open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Billy Bob, hang on. We'll get to you right after this break.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Ready.
I was sitting at my desk when Santa walked in. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Can I trouble you for an estimate? I was on my way to my job at the mall when I got into a fender bender. As I was writing the estimate, a mother and her 5-year-old daughter came in and started to chat with Santa. There was a lot of laughter going on. When I finished the estimate, I said, "Okay, Santa, here's what you need to fix your car." Suddenly, the little girl burst out. "You're not the real Santa. Santa doesn't drive a car. He flies a sleigh." Santa looked at her and said, "Little one, my sleigh's at the airport, and I need a car to get there." She threw her arms around Santa's leg and hugged him tightly. "I knew you were real," she said. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them, and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Dandelion Boutique. Guys, if you're looking for the present for Christmas, it's Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. If you're not sure, just walk in there. They will help you. Let me tell you, a Brighton bag goes a long way for everything. Everything from head to toe is at Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. Give them a call at 247-1292. Open Monday through Saturday. Hey, we're here with Kristen Schrader, and we've got Billy Bob on the phone. Billy Bob, you have a question for Kristen.
Yes, thanks for taking my call, Carl. I've got this situation figured out as housing being the most critical before anybody can stabilize and get their lives at least halfway patched together. And there's no way you can afford apartments. I mean, people that got working two jobs can't afford apartments. So here's what we do. We take a piece of that Stillwater property out here that's worthless to anything else, section off the back corner of it, a 4 to 5 acre piece with 6 to 8 foot, cyclone fence or some kind of fence that will contain the area. And you put in a cabin tent city. Everybody's got their own address so that they can receive mail. It's a situation where it can be easily policed, and even for parolees and people that are in marginal couch surfing situations can use it. Everybody has a responsibility out there. They garden, they take care of the premises, and everybody can call it home. And we'll even give them a name. We'll call it Bumville, and it will work. Everybody's got responsibilities, including they can have their own city council and everything else. So anyway,
thank you, Billy Bob.
10 cities, the military lives in them and fights their asses off every day for us, and there's no reason these people can't live in them. So I'll take my answer up here. Thank you.
Okay, Billy Bob.
Well, it's nice to get suggestions and alternatives. I personally would like to see a more permanent solution rather than having tent cities. I think we need to have they need to be connected to services where it's convenient.
Well, What he's saying, you know, he's got a little tongue-in-cheek there, but let's think about this. A 5-acre facility that could have temporary housing in there. I mean, the modular housing, putting it in there with all the services in one spot and food and everything. And, you know, and you house 100, 200 people in there. Everything's above the ground so it can be moved. And as you get them into more permanent housing, but at least you're getting them out of the streets and into. I mean, the Marine Corps was willing to give us, the city, hundreds of modular housing units if we wanted it for free.
Well, there's a lot of costs in setting them up, and there must be infrastructure costs that we would have to come up with somewhere. So right now we're focusing on existing housing, hoping to expand it to help our homeless.
So is there any other ideas except what comes out of the group there? Okay, we want to look at existing housing.
No, there
is. Is there something like saying, hey, look, maybe we can get a grant to put this housing up because it's not permanent, it's temporary.
I think if we were going to get a grant, we would want to buy a motel and actually co-locate services at a motel and provide the needed services right there where they're living, and with about, you know, 80 units or 90 units.
How many people right now are y'all working with to be able to house, would you say? 100?
Well, the whole person care funding that just was approved by the federal government or by the state Shasta County was one of 18 counties to receive funding that will address citizens with mental health, substance use, who are high utilizers of emergency room care and are homeless or at risk of being homeless. And their goal is to address between 100 and 150 a year.
Okay. All right. That gives us a number.
Mm-hmm.
Is hiring more police and CSOs, is that a higher priority than, say, helping to house 2 or 3 people?
I think.
Or 10 people?
Well, I supported the tax measure, and I supported last year when we funded 4 more police officers with reserves. I support that measure, and I do think that's a very high priority, and it is high. It's hard to say, but it's higher than because it has a more community-wide impact than, you know, certainly improving and expanding law enforcement as we need to with the neighborhood policing unit and other, you know.
Which they're getting ready to lose here in June.
Right, where specific, specific tasks that they've designed have had, I think, great impact benefits to our community. So it is a very high importance. I have to say, though, as we've tried to demonstrate, status quo for homelessness is costing a lot of money that's not being spent as wisely as we could. And what we'd like to see is a concerted effort that we streamline and make our use of resources more efficient now, resources that are already there. Whole person care is $1.9 million. Match locally and then 1.9 from the federal government through the state annually. So we're going to be having more resources to address some of these issues.
Match locally, does that mean
The county, what funds that they're already expending are matched with federal dollars, dollar for dollar.
Oh, okay. All right. Not that we had to come up with another 1.9.
No, it's money that was already there.
All right, we got like 3 minutes left, so there's a big time to solve every question we have for next year. Are we looking at an increase in our tax base next year? Any hints of businesses moving in or anything like that?
Oh, I'm excited to hear about the different opportunities Venture Hub. Hopefully, there's different. There's small. Businesses downtown that are, you know, small hubs and hopefully maybe larger hubs, but developing. I'm very interested in seeing what we can do to support more companies considering Reading and, the economic development ideas. Looking at the K2 project will be a great start for a great kickoff for our downtown community.
Yeah.
So I would, And, you know, going forward on public safety, I'd like to hear the community, more input from the community on what they see as their priorities going forward.
Can y'all do a y'all can't do a town hall with everybody, can you? With all the city council?
Yeah, if it's properly noticed.
Oh, so it'd be a town hall, so all five of you could be up there.
If we notice it, yeah.
Oh, you can do that. Because somebody said, oh, because of the Brown Act, you couldn't do that.
No, if it's properly noticed.
Okay, so why not have a town hall?
There
just
you go.
Just like you're talking about.
I think that we, at this point, I think it's important. I mean,
people can talk to y'all then in a kind of an open spot and kind of give ideas. You know, some ground rules in there. But, you know, that what can we do to move Reading forward as a community?
You, I think you called recently that there was a sort, there was a town hall that the chief had back in July of 2014 or something that, you know, got a lot of input from the community.
Yeah.
I think we need to figure out a way to gather that input.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we do. So good luck next year, because if you succeed, we succeed. Right, Kristen?
Thank you, Carl. Good morning.
I mean that. Hey, and Happy New Year and Merry Christmas. And thanks so much for coming on today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of things with homeless. I agree. We got to do something about the homeless, because I really do believe it's part of the crime problem.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants to see kids and people on the street. So the question then is, what's the best way of doing it? You know, even if it's temporary, so you can move them into something else. But, I just, you know, the whole thing, I know, just goes under money.
Yeah. But it's prioritization. That's what it is. But it's, you know, this is an issue that we want to help the most vulnerable people in our community. I think that's the kind of community we want to be. I think that's the kind of community that will attract more businesses. If they look and see that, you know, we are a friendly, or, you know, family friendly, safe place to live. And part of that is addressing some of the most important, you know, critical needs of our community.
Okay, let's end on that one.
All right, thank
Happy
you,
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Okay,
you
we'll
too.
See you next year, I'm sure.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, tomorrow, Turtle Bay's coming in, plus a